Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is already Tuesday, the 26th day of February, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And guess who we have joining us today? Eva Orner. Just a couple nights ago, she got the Academy Award for Best Documentary, 2008, Taxi to the Dark Side, about rendition, secret arrest, and the torture camps. And in my goings and comings and travels, Eva Orner called me, I guess, about 8 months ago and came with a documentary film crew, the same folks that made a lot of famous films. And they came here to town. They made Brother's Keeper and Metallica, Some Kind of Monster, and Paradise Lost. She came here with Joe Bellinger, a famous filmmaker, and interviewed me for some upcoming work they're doing. And I got a chance to talk to her about how they were finishing up Taxi to the Dark Side. And it beat Michael Moore's Sicko for the 2008 Best Documentary. And it's pretty hardcore. Frankly, it could have been even more hardcore, but it's a lot of great research. Amazing. They were in Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. A lot of stuff I had never seen, photos and videos of torture I had never seen. And then disgusting interviews with John Yoo and others and some of the torture guards. So she's going to be popping in later in the show to talk about the Academy Award. She is the producer. An amazing lady. Headline, Australian wins documentary Oscar, Eva Orner. You can Google that. An Oscar for Eva while Belfort misses out. And you can just type Eva Orner into Google and read all about it, or Taxi to the Dark Side. Orner wins. Oscar slams U.S. as war criminals. So very, very powerful information. And then, of course, this weekend I saw a 9/11 blogger blurb from, was actually from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. One of their members was at an event and saw Willie Nelson's daughter, Paula Nelson, who's a great musician and singer in her own right, at an event and said, "Hey, do you agree with your dad's statement?" She said, "Oh, yeah, I agree with it, of course." And so I thought, why not just have her on? I'd thought about having her on a few weeks ago, but I thought, I'll give the Nelsons a rest. We've had her dad on twice, but tell you right now, we're going to get the Dixie Chicks on. We're going to get some other folks on as well, talk about the war, a lot of other issues we're lining up right now. Some other really big guests as well, but they're coming up later today. We will have Paula Nelson on the show, talk about her dad, her own career, what it's like being Willie Nelson's daughter, what it's like being a musician who speaks out politically, play some of her songs as well. That is coming up later in the show today on this Tuesday, 26th of February, 2008. In the meantime, Trader Greenspan urges Gulf states to abandon the dollar. Alan Greenspan has again exposed himself as a traitor working against the interest of the American people by urging Gulf states to abandon the dollar peg, a move that could result in financial chaos and an economic depression in the United States. Another report here. Here comes the $739 million taxpayer bailout. Clinton camp and Drudge team up. This is just some of what's coming up today. Big broadcast lined up. Call your friends. Call your family. Tell them tune in today. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oscar-winning documentary filmmaker about torture, exposing John Yoo and the neocons. Eva Orner will be joining us. And, of course, Paula Nelson, one of the prominent children of Willie Nelson, a great musician and vocalist in her own right, joining us in the third hour today. Trader Greenspan urges Gulf states to abandon the dollar. You know, that's quite a headline by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. It's an amazing headline, and that's actually what he said. And the implications of that, all we have left in this country is our fiat currency. I mean, 80-plus percent of our industrial base has been moved overseas. The service economy is faltering. Debt, corporate, private, government is leveraged at all-time highs. We are on the verge of economic collapse, according to the majority of experts, financial forecasters. We're hoping for just a deep recession and not a financial calamity. We've been talking a lot about that the last few years here as this perfect storm came together. But to have Greenspan come out and encourage Arabs to move away from the dollar, which will precipitate its downfall, is so they can fully wreck it and then dollarize, is how they're going to term it, in the future, the North American and then the entire Pan-American Western Hemisphere. and claim, oh, well, we had to reorganize the dollar and put it to an international peg to rebuild it, which is the trilateral plan for now more than 30 years, 34 years now. And this is quite a signal here. The world has still not completely abandoned the dollar. They're slowly creeping away from it, from China to Japan to Germany to Russia to Iran. The neocons get on radio and say, Iran's dumping the dollar, it's their fault, while the government itself does everything it can to have a weak dollar policy. Cheney 3 years ago dumped all of his dollars. But that's never really discussed. It's Iran's fault. They did it. So the neocons carry out this operation for their banker masters and then blame it on Iran, as they always do, as if one country could swing the dollar out of its global reserve currency position into one of a faltering currency. Trader Greenspan urges Gulf states to abandon dollar. This is a big deal. Alan Greenspan has again exposed himself as a traitor working against the interest of the American people by urging Gulf states to abandon the dollar peg, a move that could result in financial chaos and an economic depression in the United States. The dollar peg mandates Gulf nations to price their assets in U.S. dollars and follow U.S. monetary policy at a time when the Fed is cutting interest rates, a system that has produced a boom in oil revenue but led to high inflation as the dollar weakens. Well, if they move off the dollar peg, it'll only make the dollar weaken even more and will, quote, cost us more oil. So you got to love the mainstream media spin. Paul's basically quoting it there. This is a quote. It depegged, it probably the most useful thing that can be done to stop the increasing influence of foreign assets on the monetary system and therefore the monetary base, which is basically the major force in inflationary pressures, Greenspan told the Abu Dhabi Corporate Leadership Forum yesterday. This is all quoted out of the Financial Times of London, AP, everybody carried it. So he's saying, you know, oil's $100 a barrel because the dollar's been devalued and you guys are pricing oil in dollars. We'll just take it off of dollars and price it in euros or price it in a currency that's worth more per unit. Well, you'll still have just as expensive oil if they price it at the equivalent of, you know, 62 euros instead of $100. But if they do that, it'll actually just make the dollar even lose more favor and then lose more confidence and lose more value, and then we'll probably be paying $120 a barrel, which is what the elite wants. So Greenspan, this is like going to someone who's sick, who's got a toe chopped off and chopping their entire foot off. This is just basic monetary, basic economic information. But the general public can't find the U.S. on a map, doesn't know the three branches of government. They hear this and they probably think it's a good idea. Oh, yes, abandon the dollar further. Oh, great idea. That's just, no, they're trying to kill the dollar. This is the biggest sign yet that they are openly trying to destroy this economy while being hailed as big fixers at the same time. According to economist editor Paul Woodall, Greenspan's comments heralded the beginning of the end of the U.S. dollar as the currency of choice for foreign exchange reserves. In the short term, free-floating will not fully dissipate inflationary pressure, although it would significantly do so. What does that mean, added Greenspan, giving a green light for Gulf states to drop the dollar peg? Don't you love that doublespeak? In the short term, free-floating will not fully dissipate inflationary pressure, though it would significantly do so. According to economist editor Paul Woodall, Greenspan's comments heralded the beginning of the end of the U.S. dollar as a currency of choice for foreign exchange reserves. In Asia, central banks hold today more than 80% of the global foreign exchange reserves, which indicate the shift of the global economy domination towards Asia. It seems quite awkward that the UAE still maintains the peg of its currency to the U.S. dollar, she told Gulf News. You know what? I know we have Eva Warner coming on. I know we have Paula Nelson. But in the second hour, we've got some time. Get me Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, or get me, just for a 10-minute interview, I want some of their comments on this to get there. I know what they're going to say, but you need to hear it from experts. Or try to pop in and get Bob Chapman. We can get them quick and easy. They're good guys. We hear the same thing from Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, chief economist, World Bank, former chief economist. Or you'd hear it from any other expert. We can get George Humphrey in here, very accredited economist and businessman. Folks, let me just give it to you straight. All we have left, you've heard all the experts here, is the dollar. Okay, and it's tanking right now, slowly sliding into the oblivion. This is Greenspan literally trying to, the dollar is like a drowning man or drowning woman fighting to get air, struggling every minute or so to get one quick gulp of air and being pushed back under by the global architects of the financial infrastructure. And now the dollar's been underwater about 4 minutes. Water's going into our lungs. We're starting to pass out. And we had one chance to get to the shore, get a gulp of air, get to shore. And Greenspan literally has basically taken a hammer and hit the drowning person on the head. This is unbelievable. I do not have words to explain how devastating this is, how evil this is, how over the top we will be completely financially destroyed. And by the way, every financial expert we've interviewed, even mainline analysts, say that if the dollar plunges another 20% even, they're talking about more now, depending on the expert, 20-30%, if it does that, it will bring down other currencies. It will cause a worldwide implosion. Anybody who wondered whether the central bankers and the big banks that are out there, you know, rating junk as AAA and selling securities and selling credit card debt, they bundle that and then sell it as some wonderful security when it's horrible debt, very dangerous, especially at this time in history, historically very bad investments, and they've been AAA rating it. The states are about to go bankrupt. The federal government is bankrupt. You've got 40%+ inflation in the last couple of years combined with people on fixed incomes in red-level crisis already. All of this is cascading now into businesses and companies in the service industry and into the automobile industry, the manufacturing, durable, value-added goods. And Greenspan, well, I mean, he's been doing this now for the last year, coming out and bad-mouthing the dollar, coming out and saying bad things about the dollar, coming out and saying bad things about the economy. This is just, I'm actually dumbfounded right now. I'm not even shaken. I'm more just stunned. I don't even know what, I'm literally speechless. Let me just read the article here. This is incredible. Greenspan's zeal to destroy the dollar is evident in numerous public statements he has made, predicting the replacement of the dollar with the euro as the world reserve currency. The former Fed chairman has repeatedly badmouthed the dollar and hyped the inevitability of economic chaos at a time when market confidence is in the toilet. Greenspan's rhetoric matches that of the IMF, who in October of last year brazenly slammed the dollar as an overvalued at the same time the greenback hit its all-time low against the euro. A decision on behalf of the Gulf states to abandon the dollar peg would have disastrous consequences for the greenback and the American economy. Such a move could lead the likes of the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia to diversify their foreign exchange holdings out of dollars. This would amount to a vote of no confidence in the dollar and may cause other countries with large dollar reserves, it's already happening, such as China and Japan, to follow suit and begin dumping the greenback in mass. They've already been doing it, but yeah, they would accelerate that. This is it, folks. And the public is so ignorant and so ill-informed that you watch. You're going to be at the church or golf course or the mall or family when we're in a depression, hearing them tell you about how Greenspan's working to save us. They just need to be slapped upside the head. Heaven, help us. I'll finish up with this. I'm sorry to have to bring you news like this. And we'll get into a bunch of other news. These globalists are just destroying the country right now in front of your very eyes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to all the people who worked on this film. Sloan Clevin, my editor, Maurice Alberti and Greg Andracki, all the executives, producers. Thank you to everybody. This is an extraordinary moment. Very difficult film to make. It's a great moving moment to get this statue. Thank you.
I'd just like to thank Alex Gibney, actually, for taking such a chance and being so brave to make this film at a time when people said this film should not be made. I'm incredibly proud and honored to be here as only one of two Australians nominated this year. Thank you.
And I'd actually like to take the time to thank all the participants in the film and all the servicemen who risked a lot by coming to New York and telling their story after they'd already had such a hard time with this current administration's policies. It was really brave of them, and hopefully people will watch the film, and I think things should change. Thank you very much.
Here locally. We're coming straight on, straight on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. For Alan Greenspan, all of them. All the criminals in government, from our mayor to the New World Order. You, the American people, people of this planet, are coming straight on. We're exposing the New World Order, and we're never going to back down, and we're never going to stop. And we're going to let the people know who their enemies are. We're going to let them know who staged the terror attacks. We're going to let them know who the torturers of children are. We're coming straight on. Straight on.
Straight on for you.
You've made up my mind.
You made my mind.
Now I'm strong.
And now I'm strong. And now I'm coming through.
Straight on. We don't have a choice. We've got to come straight on. Forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them. That's the way to win the fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stop caring what your neighbors, stop caring what your employees, your boss thinks. Stop thinking about the cost. And start thinking about what's going to happen when we defeat these people. Because I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you give in to fear and you think about what the New World Order might do to you if they win, and you've already lost, you got to think about the bigger cost. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that it's only us that stand between all the innocents out there the New World Order is literally feeding on and abusing and destroying. So get past your fear and look at the bigger cost. Think about the larger picture of humanity and society and where we're going. Yeah, that film calling for socialized health care lost, but the film exposing the bloodthirsty torture and the Cobb activities and the orders from Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, Alberto Gonzalez, John Yoo, that's now been exposed. You know, it's going to be on HBO now, and it's going to be all over the place and in your local video store, and people are going to find out the truth, how they took innocent people and murdered them, tortured them to death. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to throw caution to the wind and to take action, to commit fully. And then it doesn't matter anymore, because you're committed. and you're coming straight on. We'll be right back with Academy Award winner Eva Horner.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KTF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KTF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KTF Shower Filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Here are the headlines. Australian wins documentary Oscar. Eva Horner, she is the producer. An Oscar for Eva. Another headline, Herald Sun. Oscar winner Eva Horner slams U.S. government as war criminals. They are war criminals. We had Willie Nelson on again last week. We've got his daughter, quite a musician in her own right, and vocalist, joining us in the third hour. Bunch of financial news coming up as Greenspan tries to kill the dollar. But I really appreciate her and her busy schedule. HBO just bought the film, and it's an amazing documentary. Let's go ahead and play the trailer. It's not as powerful, obviously, as the film, but here's the audio from the trailer of Taxi Cab to the Dark Side. Here it is.
On December 5, 2002, Dilawar, a young Afghan taxi driver, was brought to Bagram. 5 days after his arrival, he was dead.
A U.S. major took the box for homicide. He said, my God, they killed him.
It became plausible to me that this man wasn't even guilty of anything, and he was murdered in detention.
Put people in a crazy situation, people do crazy things.
People were being told to rough up Iraqis that wouldn't cooperate. We were also told they're nothing but dogs.
Interrogators were telling the guards, strip this guy naked, chain him up to the bed in an uncomfortable position, do whatever you can.
You had these young soldiers with very little training, just as the rules were changing, and they weren't told what the new rules were.
You start looking at these people as less than human, and you start doing things to them you would never dream of. And that's where it got scary.
It was only the night shift. There's always a few bad apples,
brass knew. They saw him shackled and hooded, and they said, right on, y'all are doing a great job.
There were emails from FBI personnel down at Guantanamo saying, you won't believe what's going on down here. We've got to disassociate ourselves.
You have no right to a lawyer. You have no right to witnesses. You don't really know what the charges are, and you certainly don't know what the secret evidence is against you.
They saw an intentional decision taken at the height of the Pentagon to put out a fog of ambiguity.
To work the dark side, if you will. We're going to spend time in the shadows.
What starts at the top of the chain of command drops like a rock down the chain of command.
American values are premised upon the notion of human dignity.
We don't know what revenge is coming down the road.
There will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague.
Taxi to the Dark Side, taken from Cheney, talking about we're in the dark side now. Eva Orner, congratulations. I'm really honored to count you as a friend. You're an amazing filmmaker.
Thanks, Alex. It's lovely to be on your show as a guest. And, yeah, it's been a pretty great week so far. What can I say?
What was it like to be, I mean, we're talking about the film, of course, but to be nominated and then to win when they said Eva Orner and Taxi to the Dark Side?
You know, it was really great. We were so hoping we were going to win because it's such an important film. And, you know, all of the documentary nominees this year, out of the five films, four of them were war-related films. You know, there was a film about Iraq, No End in Sight. There was Operation Homecoming about the soldiers. And it was a great acknowledgement from the Academy that something is wrong with this country. And the Academy is a very conservative force, so it was really a great vindication and validation of all of our work. We were concerned that because of all the films, ours is the darkest. It's about torture. It's, you know, it's incredibly critical of the administration. It features waterboarding. It features so many difficult subjects. And we were a little nervous that maybe it was too dark for the Academy, but we really wanted to win. And also, you know, I must talk about Alex Gibney, who's the writer, director, producer. I'm the producer of the film. And, you know, he's been making films for a long time. He made Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room. He was nominated for another Oscar a couple of years ago. And we're so thrilled because he's so deserving. He's one of the best filmmakers working in the country today. And it was great vindication and validation. And, you know, it was really fun.
Well, you've done an incredible job as the producer, the head honcho over the whole deal. And I'm just blessed and lucky to have ever even bumped into you, even because you're so smart and such a sweet person. You also have the clip. We had Professor Castle on a few years ago when this first came out. You know, the clip where John Yoo writes in these memos about crushing children's testicles in front of their parents, and then Professor Castle at a closed CFR meeting, even the CFR's mad at him in Chicago. You're not supposed to record it, but Castle did. He had to get this out. And Yoo just says, yeah, the president has that authority. I mean, you know, immersing yourself in this film, you guys started working on this film back when it still wasn't, you know, kosher to get into this type of topic back when the regime was still riding high to a certain extent. So tell us about the process of deciding to make this film, when it began, all these locations. I mean, it's such an incredible film, getting to interview some of the guards that did the torture, people who were convicted and sent to jail. You have the memos and documents where they were ordered to do it. I mean, just basically the process, Eva.
So, I mean, the film started, we finished the film about a year ago, and it's been on the festival circuit for the year, and it obviously has just been released, but, you know, we started making it a year and a half ago before that, so it's really a 2.5-year process. And the film came out of some conversations with Alex Gibney, the director, and a couple of extraordinary people who became executive producers and actually put a lot of money into the film when no one else would. And it came out of a conversation about what is going on in this country. Things are being reported in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Why aren't people in the streets? Why aren't people screaming? The rule of law is being broken. There is no regard for habeas corpus. The Geneva Conventions are being disregarded. And it was just this conversation that was just about rage. And it was a conversation involving patriotic Americans who were so disturbed by what was happening to their country. And, you know, people have branded the film anti-American, and it's the complete opposite. It's about the preservation of what made America great and what America should be. So, you know, a couple of the executive producers, one was Rob Johnson, who used to be a right-hand man of George Soros. Another one was John Glascoff, who's an incredible human rights attorney. Sidney Blumenthal, who was one of Bill Clinton's policy advisors in the Clinton administration. These people all came forward early on, and, you know, they put their money where their mouths were and really helped us out because we were having trouble getting distributors to put money up on the film. You know, Alex's previous film was incredibly successful, Enron, as I said, and a lot of people were saying, is this really the follow-up film you want to make to Enron? This could be a really big mistake. It could be career damaging. And, you know, kudos to Alex for having the unbelievable courage, tenacity, and dogged determination to say, I have to make this film. We have to make this film. So that was the sort of the genesis of the film. And then from there, you know, we gathered, as you know with documentaries, we gathered a small and very hardworking crew of people. You know, we had one researcher, we had another producer. You know, it was a team of like six people, and it was really about getting access, getting information, you know, using a lot of archival material, which you know is hard to source, and really convincing people to talk on this film and to be a part of this film. So that was you know, the initial process.
Did you, I mean, of course you learned a lot making the film. Did you ever get really creeped out?
Yeah. It was, I think we all say often, it was really, it was the hardest film I think any of us have ever made. I mean, you know, the material's grueling. You know what it's like when you're in an edit suite looking at the horrible material. You know, we got a lot of classified photographs that nobody had seen before from Abu Ghraib. And the thing that I find the most disturbing in the film is actually there's just some cell phone video from inside the prisons of prisoners smashing their heads against walls and collapsing. And I mean, it's just so brutal and so inhumane and unhuman. It's just, you know, it's hard to be around that kind of material all the time. It sounds so silly, but one of the saving graces of us making this film and keeping our sanity was we were making another film at the same time, which was a lot lighter in subject. About, it just premiered at Sundance in competition, and it's about Hunter S. Thompson, the great writer. And, you know, we were able to sort of bounce between the projects a little bit because, you know, a year and a half being immersed in torture and your failing country is very hard to take.
You bring away from the film with the eyewitnesses, the documents, the death certificates, that the White House with the memos, the orders, the systematic, whether it was in Cuba or Iraq, at Guantanamo Bay where our government has a base, or in Afghanistan, that it was all the same standard torture, the same sensory deprivation, hanging people from the tops of their cells for days on end. All of this, beating people till they're, according to coroner's reports, you know, liquefied the tissue in their bodies, literally turning them into jello. And then to have the White House send people to prison who they ordered to do this, but then that was enlisted people, but promote the individuals, the officers who were actually above it, and the one lady who ran it in Iraq and Afghanistan, they send her to the interrogation training base, and now she's over training. I mean, to know that the White House ordered all this, and then when they got caught, they said, "Oh no, we're not behind this." And of course, you also point out how 24 has created a constituency for torture, how they're brainwashing. Can you talk about that?
So, I mean, you know, I think the villains of the film obviously are George Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, John Yoo, and Gonzalez. But, you know, the big criminal, I'm ashamed to say, is a woman called Carolyn Wood, who obviously did not interview for the film and has done absolutely no media. And, you know, she went from prison to prison enforcing these torture methods. And as you say now, you know, her punishment for this great violation of human rights and, you know, the American way is to be, you know, to end up in an interrogation training military facility. So, you know, she's a complete villain. She does no media. She does nothing. And I guess one of the most interesting things in the film is, you know, a bunch of these young officers, these ex-military guys that we have in the film who are young I think it's fair to say a lot of them aren't overly educated and certainly weren't educated in the ways of the military, and they were thrown into these situations where they were untrained interrogators. Some of them had never come across the Geneva Conventions, and that's what the higher-ups wanted. And they were put into these incredible situations of stress, of fear of terrorism in America, that was placed on their shoulders, and that they had to get information by any means possible, often from innocent people who had just been picked up in the fields of Afghanistan. And what's so interesting is we managed to get a number of these people to talk to us, and I think they're the heroes of the film because they're so brave and they're so honest, and they know they did the wrong thing, but they're also willing to talk about the fact that they were misguided, and, you know, when you're put into a bad situation, people do bad things.
Well, you also capture the essence. You also captured in the film the essence, and this is the point we've always made from guests and witnesses that we've had on just in a radio format, that this was the White House and their technocrats seducing the military, seducing the public, really trying to sell us on the most barbarous forms of torture. And everything in your film is documented. In fact, I think it, I don't want to say it's soft, it's horrible, it's about as hardcore as it can get, but, you know, reality is even several steps deeper and worse, like the Army's own report from General Toogoombo, where they admit raping the people, using acid with large objects. I mean, I can't even get into it on air, but this is even an MSNBC. So as bad as the film is, I want people to understand, and it was very upsetting even to me. I got tears in my eyes several times studying this, studying torture the last 10 years, knowing our government for decades has been training the world how to torture. I think it makes the film even stronger that, you know, you guys, I know, could have even made it more hardcore. And the CIA admits, we've had the former section chief on, that they wouldn't arrest real Al-Qaeda or Taliban. In fact, Taliban and Al-Qaeda would go just grab goat herders and turn them over and get $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in some cases. And the bases even knew that they were innocent, but they would then send them on after being tortured out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq, to Camp X-ray in Cuba to keep the cover-up going, and then the CIA brainwashing. I mean, it's just so incredible, and I'm trying to describe a 90-minute film here, and I guess it's impossible to do on radio.
Yeah, I mean that's really covered in our film. You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the examples of that is, you know, in order to tell this story in a cinematic and interesting way, we had to find a story and a metaphor for this, for what this government is doing and what torture can do to people, and we found that in the story of Dilawar, who's this young Afghani cab driver who's innocently picked up and sent to Bagram, where he's, as you say, he's pulpified to death, essentially. He's beaten by the military, and he ends up dead. And he was picked up in a cab he was driving with two other people who were both innocent, and they were actually, after Dilawar died, they were sent on for absolutely no reason. It was proven that they were innocent, and they were sent to Guantanamo, where they remained for a couple of years. They've since been released and returned to Afghanistan. But it was just about filling up this facility. It was about saving face for the government. It was about, you know, getting 500 men with dark skin and showing them to the world in orange jumpsuits as terrorists. And it's just, it's incomprehensible to me. And it's incomprehensible to me that some of the Republican, you know, front runners who are no longer, thank goodness, in the upcoming elections, you know, we're saying we need to double the size of Guantanamo, you know, based on what, this incredible success? I mean, come on, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, having made this film and being so au fait with all of this material, it still just is like a bad movie.
Well, Eva, your film has been done for a year, but it's very timely now, because they're going to try a bunch of these people who have no connection to 9/11, and after 6 years of incarceration and torture, even mainstream news is saying you can't believe anything they say, and then these trials aren't even real trials. So now we're going to have kangaroo courts 6 years later?
Well, and the death penalty is what they're going for. I mean, it's unbelievable, and you know, we have a number of human rights attorneys in the film, and they talk about the fact that they had no access to their clients for many years and how preposterous that was. And one of my favorite comments and one of my favorite characters is Clive Stafford Smith, who's an English human rights attorney, and he says, you know, when I was studying in America, it never crossed my mind that I would be having trouble to get access to my clients and that my clients would have no right to a trial. I mean, it just makes no sense. It's the same kind of thought for me as, you know, when I'm 38 years old, and when I was studying, and I'm Australian, and when I was studying in Australia legal studies, learning about these great precedent cases like Roe versus Wade, and suddenly you know, 25, 30 years later, there's a possibility that they'll be turned over. And it just doesn't make sense. It seems so, it seems like the world's a little backwards these days.
Well, what they do is, and you point this out, they get everybody into fear, and then they try to set the precedent to be able to torture children. In fact, let's go ahead and you've got two different John Yoo clips. Play the short one, John, first. This is John Yoo in the CFR being questioned by Professor Castle about writing that they can sexually torture children. Here it is.
Argument making about adaptation of the rules is a question of what the United States should do as a matter of international law, which I treat as being a separate and distinct body of law from domestic law.
So in other words, if the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child, there is no law that can stop that.
No treaty.
No, and then also no law by Congress. That's what you wrote in the August 2002 memo.
I think it depends on why the president thinks he needs to do that. I don't think presidents will ever.
And then even the elitist CFR in Chicago laugh at him. Eva Orner, the Justice Department's investigating him. There's talk of indictments against John Yoo now, Eva.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I won't believe it till I see it. But, you know, I always feel like these guys who are involved in this administration are have so heavily self-protected themselves. You know, I feel like they've written in all of this legislation to protect themselves from any kind of questioning or any possibility.
Stay there. Let's talk about on the other side.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Ain't no mystery.
straight on for the neocon Bush administration. She's in papers all over the world saying war criminals run our government. And if we don't bring them to justice, it'll then be in our name. And people will see Americans as the Germans were seen after Hitler. I mean, this is hardcore murder of innocent people who they knew were innocent, literally just to have the illusion while Bush is saying, don't go after bin Laden, who he supposedly said attacked us. Meanwhile, let's take some, you know, 15, 13, in some cases, year-old kids. Let's torture them. Eva Orner, you've got a delivery coming to your hotel room here in just a minute. You may have to drop off and then come back for a few minutes with us. But there's so many facets. Other areas of the film, Taxi to the Dark Side, that just won the Academy Award Sunday night for Best Documentary. Other facets, points I haven't brought up. What do you think the most chilling and upsetting part of the film is? I mean, you're the expert on this. You lead.
I mean, oh God, what is the most chilling part? You know, to me, it's really the images. It's really, well, you know, it's actually, you know what the saddest thing to me in the whole film is at the end of the film when you find out, you know, the state of the number of soldiers who were involved in, you know, in torture and brutal interrogation techniques, and when you see what happened to their lives, and, you know, you see that these kids in their 20s, usually from the South, I think it's fair to say, you know, their lives are ruined. One of them says that, you know, financially he's ruined. He can't get a job. They've spent time in military prison. And these are the victims of the administration. And, you know, and everyone else who's going to leave this current administration that already has goes on to prestigious jobs and nothing happens to them. And I guess that's why I've been saying that branding them as war criminals in the media, because that's what war criminals do. They commit acts of atrocity and they get away with it. And, I think that's probably, you know, aside from all the images of torture and all of the terrible images that we see, I really think it's these innocent people who signed up, who served our country, unlike most of the people in the current administration, who then got scapegoated into and ended up in prison.
Well, speaking of that, Eva, I remember I was even in the Associated Press and other news wires a few years ago. One of the guards in Afghanistan, a private contractor who tortured people to death, he was about to blow the whistle and said, look, we were ordered to, and then they used the Patriot Act on him to shut him up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just incredible evil to me. I mean, I think another thing that's really worth talking about is the fact that, you know, we're all obviously, you know, pretty far on the left side, all of us filmmakers, but it was really important for us to make this not a left-wing, you know, propaganda piece. And so one of the things we were very cautious and careful to do was to try and get, you know, insiders in the Republican side of the country to talk. And, you know, people like Alberta Moira, who was the former Navy General Counsel, and he was very much behind stopping what was going on at Abu Ghraib. So I just think it's really worth letting audiences know that this is not a propaganda piece. It's really, it's a journalistic piece.
No, I'm going to say right now,
dramatic piece. Yeah.
As bad as it is, there's actually, you know, even a lot more, you know, stuff that's even worse. I mean, I'm sure you came across the Army report where they admitted that 98% that are sent to Abu Ghraib were picked up at checkpoints for not having proper papers, and that women were raped in front of their husbands. Did you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's what happened to our lead guy who was murdered. I mean, and it's very much, you know, the reason we know about these stories is because of the incredible people on the ground in Afghanistan working for the papers in America. You know, people like Carla de Gaulle who discovered the Dilawar story.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.